got some words to say, scripture, amen, but it's in your hands now.
I appreciate it. Yeah, man, I'm going to close this out. I promise I won't keep y'all long. I'm going to start off with the scripture. Once. Okay, y'all. It's 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. This is something I say every day, the prayer of Jabez. Mm-hmm. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, Lord, and enlarge my coast, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that it may not harm me." And God granted him that which he requested.
Yes.
The reason why it's so powerful to me, a lot of times people get caught up in ceremony. I got to fast for 40, 50 days, and I got to make sure I hit the revival. I'm not talking about any of that stuff negatively. All you have to do is go to the Lord. Lord, help us to keep our hand in your hand, Lord.
Yes.
If we walk with you, Lord, we never have to run to you about anything. Lord, in the midst of everything that's going, Lord, give us the spirit that Jesus came here to show us.
Yes.
Like Brother Lando said, the spirit of courage.
Yes,
Lord, so many of us are waiting on you, Lord, without even knowing that you're waiting on us.
Yes,
Lord. Ain't no job waking us up this weekend, Lord. Ain't no bank account wake us up this morning, Lord. Ain't no house wake us up this morning.
Yes.
Ain't no car wake us up. No spouse, no boyfriend, no girlfriend. Lord, you woke us up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We give you the praise. Lord, I thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. Lord, y'all know I always keep going back to the time I was in the hospital. That was a power shift in my life. And I thank the good Lord for it because my life has not gone backwards. That was a real power shift. And I've never felt pain like that before. And I've never been in a coma before. And you wake up and there are tubes in your mouth and they got you strapped on the bed. And I'm like, Lord. But then my mother's words came to me when she used to work so hard. She said, Reggie, I was laying down and my leg was hurting me so bad. She said, Rez, I just started thanking God for the pain. Because I said, Lord, at least I can feel it, Lord. Lord, this is showing me that you are at the head of my life. And that was my beacon. I said, Lord, thank you for the pain, Lord. Lord, I'm in here in the hospital of ICU. There are people in here who have to wait for a nurse to come in and turn them over in their bed.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you woke me up this morning. And I'm going to give you the praise, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Irrespective of what's going on, who cares who in that White House, who cares what fool out there talking on the street. Let me stay in the word, Lord.
Yes.
The scripture tells us the name of the Lord is a strong tower. I run into it and I am safe. Lord, let me keep my hand in your hand. Lord, continue to lead this powerful family, Lord.
Yes.
That we have.
Lead us.
Lord, please continue to let us reap what the ones who before us have already sowed.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Victory. Lord, every morning, yesterday was my birthday, turned 49.
Praise God.
The guy out of the bed, walked down to the kitchen. I said, Lord, I got to say it's like Jeremiah. Fire is up in my bones just sort of jumping up and down. I just thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for jumping.
Thank you.
Lord, with you, every day is my birthday. Every day is Christmas. And I said, Lord, thank you. My brother, I'm not going to hold y'all, but my brother told me something a long time ago. Not even that long. He said, Reggie, a lot of people are depressed because they don't know the difference between joy and pleasure. And they confuse the two.
Yeah,
they're always looking for something to bring them pleasure instantly, but they don't know. Like the scripture says, the Lord delivers joy fresh and new every morning.
Yeah, so
my wonderful beloved family, keep your hands in the Lord's hand. Because I don't care what's going on, He's at the head. He's the captain of our spirit.
Yes, He is.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I thank God for letting me close with prayer. That's all I had to say, and I praise the Lord for it, and I thank y'all for it. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hey, let's everybody on the line give a God a praise right now.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that was thank you, brother. I'm
thank
about
you
to jump right now.
Whoa,
woo.
Yes,
hey,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The power is in the praise.
Yes.
That's right.
The power is in the praise.
Oh, hey,
yes, Lord.
God person once told me that, Reggie, when you pray, you're not informing God of your situation.
Ooh,
when you pray, you're inviting him into your situation.
That's right.
I ain't nothing without you, Lord. I ain't nothing without you, Lord.
That's
Lord,
right.
I give you the praise, Lord. Lord, you control things that man don't even think about sometimes, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
You
yes, Lord.
The white and the red blood cell ratio in our body, Lord.
Yes,
so
yes,
many things, Lord, come to us. A lot of times I think when we go through hardships, we say, but Lord, if this is hard right now and you don't give us more than we can bear, I can only
that's
imagine
right.
what wolves you're keeping from the door.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we
yes,
say
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't know but two things. I don't care if you don't know Genesis from Revelation. You know these two things in this order. The Lord is good all the time, and the devil is a lie.
Yes, right.
Oh, yes.
Lord, if that's all you know, you're going to be good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. That was all right. Thank you, Lord.